for our president. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the big welcome President Biden just got in Warsaw, where he's now meeting with Poland's president. Fox's Peter Ducey's there.
They are going to talk about possibly sending some more U.S. troops here to Poland. The Polish want that. They want it to be more permanent because they've been saying publicly they think Poland could be Russia's next conquest if they wind up taking over Ukraine, which is next door.
Later this morning, President Biden will make a speech. The day after going to Ukraine, saying Russia's invasion is failing. Now, Russian bombing this morning in the city of Kherson left 6 people dead, 12 wounded at a market and transport stop. But Russia's leader insists he didn't start the war in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin again today railing against the U.S. and our NATO alliance expanding. He also said something that Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls deeply unfortunate and irresponsible. Russia is suspending its participation in an arms treaty with the U.S.
The New START treaty limits the number of strategic nuclear warheads the U.S. and Russia can have and the missile submarines and bombers used to deliver them. It's due to expire or be renewed in 2026, but now its future is in serious jeopardy.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Two big social media cases make their way to the Supreme Court challenging the legal protection companies get for their content. The first hearing today involves Google being sued over terror content on YouTube. Tomorrow's case
focuses on whether Twitter may be sued for allegedly aiding terrorists. Critics say Section 230 lets platforms avoid responsibility for harmful content. Supporters say ditching it will lead to platforms removing more content to avoid lawsuits, stifling free speech.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the head of the EPA, will go to East Palestine, Ohio again today, where a new medical center will open more than 2 weeks after the toxic train derailment spewed chemicals and fumes, leading residents' complaints of feeling sick. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's election day in part of Virginia to fill the only seat in Congress currently vacant.
The death of Democratic 4th District Congressman Donald McEachin last November has two candidates vying for that seat. Democratic State Senator Jennifer McClellan would be Virginia's first Black woman in Congress.
There's a lot of enthusiasm and people are just ready to make history.
Pastor and Navy veteran Leon Benjamin is the Republican. He says he will take his life experience to D.C.
They should see freedom. They should see unity. They should see faith.
A Benjamin win would expand a narrow GOP House majority by one seat. Fourth District polls will close at 7 p.m. Eastern. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A year after all the worries about a baby formula shortage related to an Abbott Labs recall and plant shut down, another company's recalling formula.
Reckitt-Benckiser's recalling 145,000 cans of baby formula because of possible cross-contamination. They're concerned about the bacteria Cronobacter potentially turning up in cans of Enfamil Prosobi Simply Plant-Based Infant Formula. The company says no cans have tested positive for the bacteria, but the recall's being done out of an abundance of caution. The cans affected have a use-by date of March 1, 2024. Abbott issued a recall for products at its Michigan plant last year while the FDA investigated four cases of babies with Cronobacter infections. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Well, a lot of tech companies have shed jobs lately. Other businesses in a tight labor market are raising wages, especially retail. Home Depot announced today it'll give every hourly worker a raise, and it'll have $15 per hour starting pay in all markets. And on Wall Street, stocks could drop. Coming off the long holiday weekend, Dow futures down about 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.